This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review Facebook Live thingy. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hey.
So Pam and Phil will join us in a second, but we're with Channel 3.
There they are, right there.
And it's JD, and it's Eva.
Eva.
I see the name on the screen.
Just Eva.
I never really hear it because I'm like, on the air. So we're going to be talking about the debate. So
yes.
Whoever's talking needs to talk into this. You want this like out of the shot?
It's
okay. So you want it like over here? You want it over here? How about over here? Hello?
Just don't put it down below.
This is the people the next governor has chosen to trust with the final debate.
Right.
Hello?
Boy, did you mess up.
Yeah. Well, man, you guys made a big mistake.
Big. Huge.
All right. Really? Well, that... I feel like it's going to be.
Well, then you get to see Eva's arm.
I like you.
It'd be Chaz, this? AJ, and Eva's arm.
Hi, I'm Eva. Channel 3, Eyewitness News.
Mm.
You did that better than me.
No, I did not.
No, I did not. I could just hold this so you could just be comfortable.
Oh, okay.
So just for you guys, too, I mean, what's the prep like going into a debate like this?
What's prep? Prep?
Prep.
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 Preparation.
Preparation.
Preparatory.
Oh, we're putting it in the hands of the listeners. There's been five debates, and this is all about real people, real questions, and the issues that are important to them. So we're not prepping.
What has the feedback been like from your viewers? Or what are the questions or the topics that they seem to be the most interested in?
Tolls and taxes. Tolls and taxes, tolls and taxes.
The two T's.
So people... want to know more details on how Bob's going to eliminate half of the income, right? And they want more details. And with Ned, people want to know, how can you say taxes and tolls so many times on tape, but then now say, that's not what I meant? So that's what we're going to get to. We're going to get some real facts. Yeah.
I think viewers, listeners, the voters here in Connecticut, they want facts. They want to know, everything about these two candidates and what they need to know going into Tuesday.
Yeah. So you have a race that is in a dead heat right now. And the day before, people go in and pull that lever or write down that person's name. These two people are going to have the opportunity to make an impression on 12% of the people undecided right now. So those are the people that these two guys are going to be speaking to. And it's live. It's without a net. They don't know where the questions are coming from. They're going to be Facebook Live. It's going to be live listeners. I mean, anything can happen. So it could be a make or break after all the millions of dollars that have been spent and all of the time crisscrossing the state these guys have spent. They can blow it in a second.
And was that important to you both to do this, to have it come, from the listeners, from Facebook Live, if people are tweeting in?
It's really about us. I mean, you reporters are very smart and you've asked a lot of good questions, but now it's nice to hear some regular people ask questions, especially the undecided people. We're going to be focusing our questions on the people who are undecided.
Can I bounce on over here?
Oh yeah, do it.
And then we can come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. It's my turn in the barrel.
Are you good?
Get ready for some good sound bites.
Yeah, really.
And for you as well, just letting you kind of answer these questions.
Right.
For everyone that listens in, I mean, have you noticed that, because you guys have done debates before.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that people are more engaged in this one?
In this one, they're definitely paying attention, yeah. Because, we've seen what happened the last time, and some folks were like asleep at the wheel. But this time, folks are paying very, very close attention because they don't want to screw up again.
And I think that people are starting to realize, too. I think everyone, all eyes on those presidential, those big years.
Right.
That these are the elections that you're going to be really seeing that difference on a local level.
Exactly. Basically, if you do not vote, and then you can't complain. So pay attention, pick the right candidate. Otherwise, you can't say nothing. It's ridiculous.
And how do you feel being the last debate? I mean, this is it. I mean, the next day is election day.
It's like Chaz said. I mean, this could be the moment that like defines it. This could be, that make or break moment, So basically both candidates be on your game because you have no idea what's going to be thrown at you and let's see what happens. Better man wins.
So everyone, what would you be telling people that, maybe watching this on our show starting at 4:30 on Monday?
Right.
What do they need to know?
They need to know that anything can happen at any time.
And will.
Exactly.
And it starts at 7:30.
7:30.
Is there anything else that either of you would want to add about this debate?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Bouncing back.
So there's been five debates, and a lot of questions have been asked, and some of the two candidates, there's been five debates, lots of ground covered, but we're going to throw something at them that they don't know about that's going to be new, and it's never been done. And both campaigns are very uneasy about it. They don't know what's going to happen, but there will be a surprise during this debate, something that's never happened.
I think everyone's going to be excited to find out what it is.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be thrown. So we're going to see how they react to this thing, right? And see how they can, it's going to be like a job interview. Let's see how they react under pressure. 7:30 Monday morning, live, no net, the two candidates, it's all on the line. It's a dead heat race, and someone's going to come out of there victorious.
How much time have you guys allocated to doing this debate?
30 minutes.
So it's going to be fast.
Yep.
Yeah. No commercials, no songs, wall-to-wall candidates, and their answers are going to be limited to very short answers so they can't pontificate and run the clock out.
And that's what I was going to actually ask, too. I mean, how much time do they have to answer a question?
Not telling them until we open up. Yeah, but I can tell you it's going to be the shortest amount of time. So they're going to have to specifically answer the question very quickly. Not a lot of time.
Has there been any communication with the people running their campaign with you guys ahead of this?
So Ned Lamont reached out to us and said they have a surprise for us. They won't tell us what it is. So we said, well, we have a surprise for you, and we're not going to tell you what it is. So it's going to be unlike any debate you've seen, and everything's on the line. It's a dead heat, 12% undecided, and surprises.
I can tell you that there will be no swimsuit competition and no talent portion.
Okay. Good to know.
I wanted that. They said no.
Perfect. I feel good about it.
Nice.
Do you guys have anything else?
No, I'm good.
I'm casual.
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Perfect.
Can we get some cutaway shots of you guys too? Just, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get Pam and Phil in here. They're probably watching on Facebook Live. So they'll probably just come in, AJ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything for you guys this weekend that you might be doing together, or is everything kind of...
What, in terms of events or whatever?
Just, like I said, I know that you said you're joking about the preparations, but even just like going back and forth about questions that you might want to ask.
I'm going to go through all of the questions that the listeners sent and pick certain ones. Obviously tolls, obviously taxes, a couple other things brought up. That have been mentioned in debates, not mentioned in debates. The tough thing, like you guys have been trying to get answers out of these guys. They give their talking points. So.
And I think people want answers. They want to know what's happening. They want to know that they know their candidates.
That's it. That's it. More than the answers to the questions. They want to have a feel for what the person is about. They're going to get that Monday morning when we throw this surprise at them. They're going to figure out very fast what this person's really like and what they're really about. Yeah. And Phil, we still don't know what the surprise from Ned Lamont's people is.
No, never texted the phone back. So we got a text yesterday, like almost 24 hours ago, saying that they had a surprise for us, but they haven't elaborated about what it could be.
So just said.
That's it. Yeah.
It'd be funny if it wasn't supposed to go at us. It was supposed to text somebody else. We just got accidentally. Oh, crap, I sent the wrong people.
Yeah, the surprise could be he doesn't show up, but then that gives Bob a half an hour to filibuster and get his message out there. So they'll both be here. It'll be really fun. Yeah.
I didn't realize that it's only half hour. So that's fast. I mean, you're really good. And
you got to get to it. But you've seen the other debates. They're an hour and it feels like 10, because these guys can go on. It's like a 2-minute answer or a minute answer, then a rebuttal, and there's none of that. Really short, specific answers to the point. And really, the goal is not to get, policy information out of these guys that they haven't given because they've been trained on what to give and what not to give. If you guys didn't get out of Bob, how is he going to cut half of the budget and still make this all work? No one's going to get that right now. You're going to get a feel for what these people are about. And that's what I think people want to vote for a person, So I can't wait. I wish it was right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Is there's buildup too. I mean, even for, you know, our debate, you know, as well. I mean, we were counting down. I mean, we were, you know, teasing ahead to it. You know, all eyes were on, you know, debate. So,
yeah.
Should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Yep.
Well, thanks for covering this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No,
you're on our,
Thank
our Facebook
nice
Live thing.
Same here.
Yeah.
And see you guys.
Yeah, I wave all the time on the TV. You don't see me, though.
Yeah.
Why isn't she waving back?
How long have you been at Channel 3?
I've been at Channel 3 for more than 2 years now.
That went by fast.
You blink, and time goes by so fast.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
But I grew up coming to Connecticut. I have family in Connecticut. So for me, like, this always kind of felt like home away from home.
The nice thing about Jersey is you could just drive back to see everyone. You don't have to get on a plane.
Right, like Long Island, go across the ferry. Boom, done.
Right.
It's important to be close to home.
What type of stories do you like to cover the most?
I love breaking news. Breaking news is fun.
Right.
Not when people, you know, breaking news.
Yeah, no one got hurt, whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
And that tragedy stuff, yeah.
When there's stuff that's happening quickly. I mean, it could just be, you know, even something like the Quinnipiac poll coming out with, like, you know, the newest numbers. You know, that to me is even breaking. Something that's happening that we've got to get on TV.
Yeah. Right.
Right now, you know.
Yeah, so you got to get in, get all the facts, gather it up, and then have that all in order to you telling a 2.5 minute story.
Not even. I mean, sometimes you only have a minute and a half to get everything that you
need. It's a lot of information.
Into, you know, and have people process it and see it, you know, because it happens fast. You want to make sure that your writing is conversational, that, you know, that it's very succinct. I mean, you have to think about the fact that people might be getting coffee, making breakfast, you know, getting their kids ready, making lunch, you know, saying goodbye to their spouse.
Yeah, we tell this of guests when they come on. We tell them the same thing. Like, you know, sometimes they're talking about complicated things, but you have to just present it in a way where if someone's walking around their kitchen or driving down the road.
And just listening.
Yeah. I'm the gauge. If I glaze over, he knows.
Yeah.
I want the canary in the cage.
Yeah.
If I go down, it's a gas leak. You know?
What story do you least like to cover? Like sad stories?
Just sad stories where people are having the worst day.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Your heart just like breaks for them.
Yeah.
You know? And you feel for them. You have to be like, you have to be a person when you're covering these stories. I mean, I've cried. I've interviewed people and I've cried and I've hugged them.
Oh.
Because I think that the second that you stop being like a person, like you just.
Yeah, then you're an android.
Yeah, when it just becomes another story, and then people will feel that in the coverage. How long have you been teamed up with JD here?
What is it now? We're trying to figure it out.
It's been a little more than like half a year. Or something,
yeah, probably like 6 months now.
Yeah.
We have a good time, and that's important. We've got to feel it. I mean, you guys understand that. Like,
yeah, there's a chemistry. Yeah.
Good morning team.
We do.
Like really do.
Oh, wait. You guys have the best morning show.
Yeah.
We do.
On television, not on radio.
Right.
Yeah. So great. You know, you have to be, you know, you have to, you know, feel like you're part of the team. And I know that he's got my back. And I, you know, he knows
do you guys ever argue?
No.
Never. Not one?
I don't think we've ever.
No.
I said, no,
if you suggest one angle and she suggests another, who wins that? She does. Yeah.
Whoever's driving.
So it's like her thing, right? So it's like, okay, fine.
Whoever's driving.
We have a great collaboration. You know,
we pretty much agree on the same thing most of the time, though. So we never really had that issue.
Yeah, no, really. It works well. It's easy. Yeah. No, and it helps when you feel like you could just be, your friends that you like get into a car and you're like talking about your day. You're talking about, you know, trips that are coming up. Your trip, you know, talking about what you ate, you know, what you want to cook. I mean, this poor JD, you know, sees me scrolling on Instagram saying, oh, I want to make this, like, look how good this looks to me, you know, and, you know.
But, like, I'm trying to drive here.
Yeah.
Get it out of my face. I've got,
So, yeah, no, we have a good time.
That would be funny, right?
Right.
Get pulled over for texting and driving. At
but moment. No, officer, look how good this looks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yep,
you're,
keep
what
going.
Time do you guys have to wake up?
I'm up at 2 a.m. My first alarm goes off at 1:52.
Oh.
Very specific.
No, I get up at 2.
Why
1:52?
Not
keep going to the floor immediately.
Why not 1:50?
Do you know why? When you snooze, it like, because I think it's like 8 or 9 minutes. Or it's like some weird time.
Oh, so you round it off.
Yeah.
You could hit snooze once.
That's why I don't hit snooze. If I hit snooze, I lose, man. I just, my
you guys
truth.
Don't snooze?
No,
I'll hit it once.
The alarm goes off at 2. My feet go on the floor before 2:01. I just make sure I just get up, go.
Yeah, so at 4, if I hit it and I don't get out of bed within a minute, Jennifer will wake me up.
Yeah, you got a backup system.
Yeah. Yep. She'll do it nicely too. She'll just start like making noise, like she's rolling around. Like, oh. I know what that's her.
No cold war.
Saying, yeah, you got to get
up. Get up.
That's impressive. I think I snoozed for 25 minutes.
Yeah, no. I tried snooze once. It did not work. It failed miserably.
They say it's better to not do that, to stay in a deep sleep as long as you can. So don't hit snooze. Like, go right to the end, then wake up because you're in that deep sleep longer.
Well, that's what
they say. I don't know who they are.
Right. No, but I was even thinking about that recently, that I sit, you know, that first alarm goes off at 1:52. I don't think I actually move from bed until 2:20. So that's 28 minutes that you could just be
in a deep sleep.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Just prolong the inevitable. I just get up.
Right.
You know?
Right. There's no reason for you to wake up at 2.
By the time I get done with my stuff, meeting starts.
So what time do you have to get in to work?
Everyone arrives at different times, but we're all here by like 4:30, 4:45. We have a meeting at 5. We go on at 5:30. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to be in makeup. We don't have to have a lot of facts.
Wait a minute, there's no makeup?
We could get most of our facts together the day before.
All these have been putting makeup for nothing?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Just let me know. Thanks.
Yeah. But if you're ever off, come in. Both of you guys.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. Cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. It was nice like meeting you guys.
Same here.
To take a picture before we go.
Sure.
We can do that.
Well, thanks for covering this.
No, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we're doing our Facebook Live, so we're just going to keep going with it.
Oh.
And then, but thanks for coming in.
No,
when
thank
is that?
You.
Is that running tonight, this weekend?
This will be running Monday morning. So we're going to be here. We're planned to be here at like 4:30 on Monday. And so we'll be here. We'll be airing this interview.
Oh,
and then
that's smart.
Kind of like lead up to the debate that's happening.
Oh, so you don't have to try to get us while we're on the air. Nope. You'll have your.
This is already done. We already did it.
It's pretty smart. Whose idea was that? Was that Greg?
Executive producer Joe. Fabulous Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
Fabulous Joe.
Oh, my God. He's around in this way. Oh, wait, wrong Fabulous Joe. Sorry.
So he,
no, that's smart.
He's awesome. So we're going to do this, and then so we could be leading up to the debate.
So you'll be here, Monday morning standing somewhere
standing
and then
somewhere.
Go into your tape.
And then go into the interview that we did
right.
with you guys. Just saying, hey, by the way, this is coming up at 7:30. You know, here's some of the things that we talked to with them on Friday ahead of this debate.
And oh, nice.
We'll be talking about, you know, about the surprise and everything. And
yeah.
We'll run different versions of it all throughout our morning show. Cool. So it'll be pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And then come 7:30, we'll be here and, you know, we'll have more people coming. To
nice.
Be part of it.
Can't wait.
Let's take a picture, though. So I can post it to my
house. Yeah, all right, yeah. Come on over.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Have you?
So we're on Facebook Live right now.
You guys are running?
Yeah.
Folks can see us.
I want to thank you guys for watching this. We wanted to give you, like, a behind the scenes.
Right.
What happened? I missed it.
I just look at the camera.
Do you want to get in this, too?
Yes, please.
Yeah, get in. You got to get in here. Got to get the whole crew. Well, Phil, shouldn't you be in here?
On each side.
Okay.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
I feel like I should be pointing to you.
Right.
Since you pointed to me.
We're pointing
we
got to
do it again.
Should we all point at someone?
We should all point.
Okay. Everybody,
okay.
All point. Everybody point at someone.
I'm pointing to, like, everyone. Yeah. I don't know why I could have just
pointed at no one.
I point at myself.
A lot of crisscross going on there.
Well, yeah.
Do we have the Chaz and AJ behind us? I feel like we have to also get the Chaz and AJ.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is a production.
Well, hey, thanks for watching the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, AJ, Pam, Phil are here. And Monday morning, 7:30, the live debate. Debate. Not a debate. The debate comes after the debate. But there's a surprise coming, and it'll be something you haven't heard in any of the other five debates. So thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.